According to stories heard all around the world, there are elusive creatures hiding within the shadows that are rarely seen unless the right circumstances present themselves. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. Today we're going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. Now, without further ado, be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton, and subscribe if you're new. Sit back, relax, and get ready for some creepy cryptid stories. When I was 15, I lived in Chandler, Arizona. I was in a bad place at the time. My girlfriend was emotionally abusive. I had developed bulimia. I was in a bad place. I couldn't bring myself to let my single dad know that I was going through this, so I took out my illness in a secluded area around the park, 10 minutes away from my house. Behind the park was a large, concaved grassy field. On one side, a canal with water flowing through it, making homes for fish and ducks. On the other end was the wall that separated the park from the backyards of these people. Behind that wall, between it and the road that laid behind the park and the canal, was a long, slender strip of rocky terrain with nothing but trees to block it from view, and small electrical boxes to sit on while I took out my frustration. This went on for months before the creature showed up. At first, all it would be was a black figure, standing at a distance at the back of the park, at the entrance of the rocky strip. It could have been just a man, if it were not for these two bright orange beacons it called eyes, each one protruding from the side of its head. It scared me, but I was not capable of quitting yet. Instead of my usual routine of going there at night after every dinner to purge the food out, I'd check, and if it wasn't there, I'd fight nausea my body had built up to the point that I'd just go to a bathroom. This went on for a while until one day, I didn't see him. I walked back to the rocky strip, went to the electrical box seat I'd made for myself, and there he was. For the first time, seeing it in complete detail. His skin was gray, but considering it was nighttime, I could not tell you exactly what shade. What I could say for sure was what was above his shoulders. Instead of a human head, his neck extended easily a foot or two long, covered in loose, wrinkly skin. The neck leading up to the head was obscured by the electrical box, but it was easy to see that the head was moving. The glow from its orange eyes illuminating the area behind the box. And with that light, I could see that the head was moving as if it were eating. I went back during the day and there was never anything there beyond remnants of dried vomit. So, my schedule changed. I'd check if it was outside. If it wasn't, I'd go towards my usual spot. If it was there, I'd leave. If it wasn't, I'd take care of my bulimia there. Until one day, I had enough. By now, I was 16 years old, and I was an edgy teen, done with the world. I was recently single, worse emotionally than I had ever been, and I had enough of being scared. I went to the strip, saw it eating, and decided to turn the flashlight on my phone to look at this thing so I could tell it to screw off. That is when, for the first time, I saw this thing in full. It was a dark, gray, skin saggy, resembling that of an old man. Its neck skin dangled down like bags of water, swashing about everywhere. Its head was different. Its head was conical, with a bumped up nose, making it look like a combination between a rat and a camel. It had only four teeth, yellow, plaque ridden, and extending out from the sides of its lipless mouth, the eyes. Wide, unmoving, placed on each side of its head, glowed a menacing orange hue. I was done with this thing's crap. I was done with it scaring me. So I yelled at it. That is when it reached out, its hand seemingly normal except for a singular, long, bony middle finger armed with a talon. It scratched me. That's when I knew I messed up. The moment I figured out what just happened, I ran. And I swear, when I looked back behind me, this thing was chasing me, running awkwardly on all fours. It did not make any sound, but I swear the way it moved its jaw, it was either speaking or laughing. When I left the rocky terrain, I lost sight of it, but I kept running back home. I never went back there at night again. If there are any more details you need to help figure out what this thing is, please comment or message me in the chat or whatever. I put my email in the details of this message, so Swamp Dweller, you've got it if you have any questions or any information. I'm almost 22 now. It's been 6 years and I'm still absolutely terrified of what this thing was. Any help would be appreciated. I was a Girl Scout from the age of 5. I was a Daisy, all the way until 17, a senior gold award. I loved it, and spent my summers in different camps all over California. One of my favorites was called Hidden Falls, in SoCal, California, deep in the Santa Cruz Mountains. This sleepaway camp is in a gorgeous redwood forest in a quite rural area. Funnily enough, about 40-ish minutes away from this camp is a dedicated Bigfoot museum, full of quote-unquote evidence and first-hand accounts from several people who have claimed to have seen or heard the elusive cryptid. This Girl Scout camp was all about outdoor skills and we slept out under the stars every night. It was warm, and having spent the day hiking, swimming, and playing sports, most of my fellow campers fell asleep quickly and stayed asleep no matter what strange sounds were happening around us. I, on the other hand, have had insomnia since a young age, and at the age of 11, it was going strong. I spent night after night up for hours, listening to screech owls and scurrying small animals. There was one night, though, that will stay with me forever. On this night, however, I heard and smelled something different. It was getting close to the full moon, and my insomnia was at its worst. I did not have a watch or a phone, it was the early 2000s, so it could have been midnight or it could have been 3 a.m, I don't really know. I had been listening to the owls hunting in the field next to our campsite with my eyes closed, trying to convince my stubborn mind to fall asleep. Suddenly, everything went incredibly quiet. All the night birds, bugs, and small scurrying animals fell silent and still. I heard a heavy stomp. From the distance, that seemed to echo through the field. Getting closer, at first I figured it was one of the other camping groups coming over to prank us. Honestly, that wouldn't be too out of the ordinary. That was until I smelled it. It was one of the worst smells I have ever smelled. A sharp, freshly skunked wet dog compost BO odor that I have never smelled again. It was so bad that I nearly vomited and made a kind of choking dry heave noise. The thing just froze in the field, and it was at this point I finally opened my eyes to see a huge, tall, dark figure outside on the side of the field, running full speed the other direction. I did not dare to get up, and no one woke up around me either. I have no proof other than my word, but I know what I saw. It was tall, hairy, and smelled like a combo of skunk and a septic tank. About 4 years ago, I went to our cabin that sits on 200 acres on top of a mountain roughly 20 miles north of Clinton, Arkansas. The trip takes exactly 2 hours, from my driveway to the driveway at the cabin. The land used to belong to my wife's grandmother before she passed. After her passing, we would go up there once or twice a week to check on her two cats. Both were mostly outdoor cats, and the oldest, 26 in human years, had a knack for teaching the local wildlife how to use the pet door to gain entry into the house. So it was fairly normal to walk into the house to find a raccoon sleeping in a corner or helping itself to some food. This trip had been a normal routine trip of just going up to check on our hog trap. Wild hogs in Arkansas, as with most other states, are considered a nuisance animal as they destroy crops, costing farmers millions of dollars in damages and devastate the food chain by eating everything edible they came across, driving other game out of the area. On the upside, this pretty much gives hunters the ability to hunt them day or night, year-round, with no bag limit. Hell, you do not even have to harvest the meat, just leave them where they drop. Well, I get up to the cabin and check on the cats and make sure there are no wild animals in the house. I fill up 2 5-gallon buckets full of fermented corn, which we used for baiting the trap, load up my gear into the trailer that's attached to the four-wheeler, then grab my rifle out of my truck. There are black bears and other predators up there. It is more for protection than anything. Before I leave the cabin, I start getting an uneasy feeling that something is not quite right. So I grab some ash from the fireplace. I rub it on my rifle, ammo, and my hunting knife, just in case. No, I'm not overly superstitious, but I have seen and heard quite a few supernatural events in my lifetime. I know that when your gut starts talking to you, you should probably listen. I grab my flashlight and rifle and hop onto the four-wheeler and head down to the hog trap. It is about a mile back into the woods, and unfortunately there is not much of a turnaround anywhere near the trap for the four-wheeler. I stopped at a bend in the trail and decided to walk the remaining half a mile to the trap. As it was a full moon and there were no clouds in the sky, I did not need to use a flashlight, so I just hung it from my belt loop with some paracord, slung my rifle, grabbed the buckets, and proceeded to walk. Halfway to the trap, I noticed that there were absolutely no sounds coming from my surroundings. No frogs, no crickets, nothing. I stand there, stock still, straining my ears just listening. Out of nowhere, I start hearing whispering all around me. I do not recognize the language, but it does not seem threatening. After a few moments, it fades away. Then, clear as day, I hear my wife's late grandmother's voice as if she were right next to me say, "Dustin, be quiet!" I shagged ass to the trap, baited it, and walked back to the four-wheeler as stealthily as I could. I knew something was not right, and I did not want to stay any longer than I needed to. As I approached the four-wheeler, I just couldn't get this feeling to shake. I heard something in the trees to my right. Now the terrain to my right drops off steep, while the terrain to my left is very, very steep. It's a rocky hill, so it's even worse. As I turn and investigate the trees, I can see branches bending under the weight of an animal with considerable weight. I turn on the green flashlight that I have mounted onto my rifle scope and look through the scope to see what the hell kind of animal this is. Now, even though this branch is about 30 feet away and eye level at me, it is also about 20 feet off the ground due to the slope. I see absolutely nothing, and yet the branch is bending by itself. I take aim and pull the trigger. The sound of my .308 splits the night, and the blast from the barrel illuminates the area. Not 2 seconds later, I hear a voice. A distorted man's voice a few feet from my left say, "Damn, that was loud." I never spun so fast in my life. I had cycled the bolt on my rifle and grabbed my other flashlight and scanned the area. What I saw standing not 20 yards away scarred me more than anything. It was a humanoid-looking creature with pale skin and yellow eyes, just crouching in the middle of the trail. "What the heck is that?" I muttered to myself. I sat the flashlight on the four-wheeler and took aim at whatever this thing was. I began squeezing the trigger until I felt all the slack taken out. I could feel the wall, that minute space between not firing and feeling the firing pin straining to touch the primer. My heart beat loudly in my ears. This creature looked at me and slid its lower jaw from one side to the other, making its teeth click against each other. "Your move," I thought to myself. The creature started sniffing the air and turned its head as if it were detecting something else other than me. I refused to look away, but I could hear something else approaching, coming down the hill. Suddenly, the creature looked up the hill, then took off in the opposite direction. I took this opportunity to jump on the four-wheeler and haul ass out of there. I made a turnaround through some bushes and tall grass and flew out of the area, away from that thing and, more importantly, away from whatever scared it off. I arrived back at the cabin and tossed all my gear into the truck, and as I was about to get into the truck, I heard a very loud shrieking and roaring coming from the area I had just left. I jumped in my truck and floored it. As I was coming to the turnoff to the trail from the main road, I could still hear the shrieking and roaring going on. Whatever had scared that creature off had apparently caught up with it, and was now tearing it a new one. I flew home, and did not stop until I got home. My wife and I still go up there from time to time, but we never go unarmed. I passionately believe that my wife's grandmother was watching over me that night. Anyway, thanks for letting me share this story, Swamp. My kids and I will continue listening to your channel before we go to bed. Well, a little backstory. I have some training in basic to advanced law enforcement tactics, laws, and well awareness of my surroundings. This is important as in security, depending on where you are stationed at, you must be extremely aware of your surroundings. I have been sent all over the place in Fresno, California. I have worked from ghetto places to high-end places, as well as bars and clubs. I have seen some stuff and at one point pulled out my weapon on a dumb kid. This event, though, kind of had me tripping out as I never actually was able to confirm what I had seen. I was working at an apartment complex called Millbrook Country Club Apartments. I would work there from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. On this night, I remember walking along the parking lot in the center of the complex. There is like a storage shack that has lights pointed out toward the houses by the border of the fence. As I'm making my way to the shed, I noticed a shadow coming towards me, though this shadow had long fingertips that seemed like claws. It had seemed like the arms were extremely long, unnaturally long. The best way I can describe it would be like Slender Man, but with longer arms that would meet the ankles. I had my LED 1000 lumens bright flashlight. I pointed it towards the shadow. I swear, I watched it disappear. So I pick up my pace and walk the short distance of 5 feet or so. When I am behind the shed, I see nothing. No person, no noise, no shadows, just nothing. So I continue my rounds. 15 minutes later, I make another round, and this time I am walking towards the shed once more, but from a different angle. I decide to shine the light over the cars in the parking lot, and when I move towards the shed, I see a black shadow dart to this palm tree that I assume is about 4 stories tall. I calculate the height as the surrounding buildings are all 2 stories tall, and the palm tree would tower over them. The distance from the shed to the palm tree would be about a football field in length. I noticed the movement and quickly reacted. I pointed the flashlight to the palm tree and I see what looks like a black bird or something with feathers. I follow it, the path, and it leads to a tree across the complex next to a man-made canal. I at this point have a clear view of the palm tree, shed, and that tree across the canal. I calculate the distance from the palm tree to be about 1/4 or so of a mile, but the tree near the canal is about 10 feet tall and had little branches. Well, I saw this black mass crash into the tree. I saw branches fly off and land all over. I shine the light to it, but I see nothing. Wanting to confirm I saw what I saw, I leave the site and make the short walk down to the canal on the other side. I never found a body or any sign that something actually made contact with the tree, except for the branches all over the ground. If anyone in the chat might know what I saw, please let me know. I wanted to share a story from when I was younger. I am not super old now. I am only 35, but I remember something that happened to me when I was younger. I live in Central Oregon, and we have tons of forest around here, especially in my hometown where I grew up, in Prineville, Oregon. When I was about 18 years old, I had my first car, an old beat-up Mustang. Not the cool kind of Mustang, but the old 70s Mustang. It was slow, but at the time, I thought it was the coolest car ever because just like any other teenager, it was my freedom. When I had a long day or could not sleep, I'd often go for a drive on this old road called McKay Creek. It was out in the woods and went to various forest service roads when you go far enough down. It was always a nice drive because the only thing I'd ever see out there on occasion was deer, and there were lots of nice clearings out there where I could pull off and just look at the stars, enjoy the forest, and the quiet. One night, I was having very bad insomnia, and I was stressed out. My dad told me I needed to move ASAP because they could not afford me to stay. I had just freshly turned 18 that week. I was not really prepared for that, but life must start sometime, I suppose. I have always been a huge computer nerd and never really slept well anyway. It was about 1 a.m. and the stress just got to me. So I decided, time to go for a drive and clear my mind. I will be okay. We got this. It's not so bad. I figured I'd just go hit my favorite road, play some video games when I got home, and then go get some sleep. I am not really a religious person, and I don't really know if I believe in the paranormal, but I could never explain what I saw that night. Down the road some miles after hitting the forest, there's a nice fork in the road that lets you hit some beautiful twisty roads in the forest. Or if you go right onto an old gravel service road. Just before it is a clearing with a huge circle that you can pull into and park. It's 1 a.m. in my tiny hometown, so I had it all to myself. I pulled off, turned off my car, and got out and decided to stargaze a little. It was insanely quiet, and it seemed a little weird. But I figured, well, it is nighttime, but it's still weird I don't hear any frogs or crickets, but whatever. Off in the distance, I heard a branch snap, and I thought, stupid deer. They're usually quiet little buggers, but I guess it's that time of night. Off in the distance, I see a set of orange eyes glowing like light is hitting them. But the lights on my car are not on. It creeped me the heck out. Usually deer are staring at your headlights, and at this distance, since I was relatively quiet, I would not think that they would be staring at me like this. I got back in my car and turned on my headlights. My car was still sort of angled towards the road. It lit up the hill a little bit, so I hoped it'd make whatever this thing was disappear. It wasn't a cougar or something like that, that's for sure. When I turned on the lights and looked, nothing was there. What the heck? I thought. The hill was not completely covered in trees, and wasn't completely covered in foliage either, so nothing would be camouflaged out there. I turned them back off, thinking maybe whatever it was, maybe the lights beaming at it scared it off. A few seconds later, they showed back up and started zigzagging down the hill slowly. I turned my headlights back on, and then saw the outline of a huge thing walking on all fours. I do not really know what it was. Cougars are unmistakable to see, if you are lucky enough to spot one, and we had sightings of them, but it was not a cat. It was almost dog-like with a weird, wide, sprawled-out stature, and was kind of hunkered down like it was trying to hide its size, but I could tell that it was big. It had black fur, and it looked just like it was scraggly and angry. I screamed at it, "Get out of here!" hoping it would startle it. It stopped zigzagging down the hill, paused and just kind of turned its whole body towards me and stared at me for a second, like it was sizing me up. I screamed at it again, "Go! Get out of here! Go!" After a short pause, it made a weird grunting growl. I had never heard a sound like that before. It was almost like it was shrugging me off and started moving straight toward me. All I could feel was a dread, and I felt like this thing did not want to do anything nice to me. I was already at my door half hanging out. I hopped in, locked it, turned the key, and just thinking that this thing better start. The car started and I got the heck out of there. I kept looking in the rear view expecting to see something horrible, completely paranoid and hysterical. I never felt so glad to get out of the woods. I loved hiking in those woods, camping in those woods, and going out to that road for drives to blow off steam. But after that, I have never returned without a gun, because whatever it was, it scared the absolute hell out of me. After hearing some of the stories on your channel, I was not sure what I saw, but it sounded like other stories I had heard of people talking about dog men or skinwalkers. I still have no idea what it was, or what to think it was, but I haven't shared the story with all that many people since the few times I have, people look at me like I'm crazy. I still cannot get over its size. The thing was huge. Like, it could have easily taken both seats of my car huge. We never have wolves in that area, and coyotes are way too small. This thing was all alone and really big. I still backpack in the Pacific Northwest regularly, and I've been all over Oregon in the woods, and I have never seen anything like that since. I still carry because it still stays with me, and I am always scared I will be out in the middle of a backpacking trip and something like that will show up again. I just cannot forget it. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true cryptid encounter stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a cryptid encounter or something completely different, be sure to submit that at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it to fresh new eyes. If you're new, why not join the swamp? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. I would love to know what story tonight was your favorite one. Comment that down below. I would have to say that last one was probably my favorite. Or maybe the one with the creature that kind of reminds me of Mr. Krabs eating the vomit. That's such a strange story. Never heard anything like that before. If you're on the go and you don't have YouTube Premium and maybe don't have data, be sure to download your favorite Swamp Dweller Scary Stories from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. If you want to support the channel outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe check out our merch store. I've got face masks, hoodies, t-shirts, and mugs. Definitely check that out. We have a new Halloween design coming out in just a few days. I think you guys are really going to like it. If you guys have any suggestions for any story topics that you would like to see me cover for the month of Halloween, be sure to let me know in the comments as well. I'd love to see your suggestions. I am currently looking for some more Halloween stories, so if any of you have ever encountered anything creepy on the day of Halloween, or maybe just in the month of October itself, be sure to send that in at swampdweller.net. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.